KRX, everything that rocks.
Oh, welcome to it. The danger zone, that's what we call this right here, folks.
Quick, Brock, hop in the Super Hornet. Let's go.
We're just going to crush it. We're going to play some shirtless volleyball and tight jeans. So hot.
You know what? Real quick, speaking of Super Hornets and fighter jets and all that. So was it last week, Friday, I think it was? They had that disclosure thing with the government that I've been talking about for months.
Yeah, what was it?
I don't think anything came of it, dude. I think we would have known. Damn it. Damn it, Brock.
All this. I told you, man. I told you either our mind is going to be blown and it is going to change the world as we know it, or it's going to be literally nothing. And it was
nothing. So you know what? This is what came out of it, or what I read out of it, was they disclosed two things. They had two different documents, one for the government and one to release to the public. What is that scream right there? They're not going to tell you anything.
They know better. They know better. For God's sakes, we can barely handle it when the Shamrock Shake comes back, let alone, you know, McDonald's bring back the McRib and we lose our effing minds. God. Like, they're going to tell us that aliens are real. Get out of here. Right. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave a classified document to the government. You know what? We got the movie Mars Attacks. That's what we got.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what we were expecting. I guess it was fun to dream, you know, like here we are, like the government comes, folks, big exciting news coming June of 2021. We're going to release this information and you guys are going to be filled in and we're all. This is it. Dude, I knew it. You got all these guys coming out of their basements wearing their tinfoil hats like, yeah. I told you, Mom and Dad, I told you. And then they're just like, it's actually just gas bubbles. It's just gas bubbles in the air, and
that's another weather balloon. Yeah. God, get the weather balloons out of the sky. These things.
It was actually a balloon from a gender reveal, and that's what got caught up in the atmosphere. And that's it.
Big pink UFO. That's what it was.
Thanks a lot, government. We appreciate it. Anyway, nothing came from that.
Pretty sure they were just like, well, we don't know either.
Let's go back to getting excited about fast food menu items that only come around once every couple of years.
Yeah, when is that Shamrock Shake coming out?
It's got to be soon. It's next March, I think. It's not too, so we got some time. Anyway, all right, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for your, what a dumb conversation. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Also, don't forget, tell them thanks for bringing you the Screaming Yellow Summer. They're on there getting you taken care of. Another chance to qualify with them coming up very soon. Well, the two instrumental tracks Rush guitarist Alex Lifeson released earlier this month, Cabal Blues and Spy House, are part of a larger product. He tells Sweetwater.com that this was, quote, he said, Andy, which is their bassist, approached me about 4 years ago, shortly after the last Rush tour, about just adding some guitar on some of the things he was doing. And I did that. A few months later, he sent me another one, and I did that. And then we started getting more serious, and then we found a great singer, Maya Wynn from Portland, Oregon, just a fabulous, fabulous voice and a really smart songwriter and vocal performer. So we basically done an album's worth of material that we hope to release sometime soon, and I'm really excited about that. So literally, this just started with some guy going, hey, I got like just some stuff. Maybe you could lay down some tracks or maybe do this, and now boom, full-blown album.
Full album. Yeah. Dude, see, I always wondered that, too. What came first, the riff or the lyric, you know?
I think it changes.
Is it different with different bands?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm sure every song is different, you know? I mean, there's some songs that are written because somebody said it. For example, for Edge of 17, you know the Stevie Nicks song, right? Edge of 17? Yeah, yeah. That actually came from Tom Petty's wife. Tom Petty's wife, a thick Southern accent, she said age of 17. Like, she was talking to Stevie Nicks one time, and she said, oh, age of 17. And Stevie Nicks thought she said edge of 17, and she's like, oh, that'd be a brilliant song title. Boom, song was born off of that. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
So, it's weird how, you know. Some famous songs that have changed your life, how they come about. It's just interesting to me.
Don't you think someday you and I will have just it happen with the morning show? Like, can't we just have something like this where just
click once in a while?
It materializes out of nothing, maybe? I don't know.
Right.
So,
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Lifeson and Curran are calling the project Envy of None. Lifeson also has a solo album, or only solo album, Victor, was released in 1996, but maybe we'll see some stuff here in the near future. But very cool. staying busy. But all right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, I got two. And the one I just wanted to do because it just cracks me up. So 1948, the number one song was this, Hunter. The number one song in 1948 on this day.
Oh boy.
Just wait.
Yeah, this is sick. Yeah. Oh, it's a Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker song. Yeah, he's a peckin' it all day.
That was the number one song in 1948.
Dude,
okay.
I'm telling you, it jammed, dude. On a pair of subwoofers, that song rocks, dude. I'm telling you.
So if I ever hear anybody complain about the music today, it could be like 1948 where we have
Nickelback sucks.
Oh, that's the Woody.
Yeah, that was number one in 1948. So I just wanted to share that because that's just too good not to. That was the jam. You people were just cruise around in their Model T's like, oh yeah, it's that hot new Woody Woodpecker track.
Right. Have you heard this, man? Throw that on, DJ.
No. Wait for the bass to drop. Yeah, you got all these people, you know. All the people at the speakeasy is like, oh, this is it, man. Bah. Listen to this new song, see? It's the biggest hit around, see? Oh, my God.
Woodpecker song, yep. My God. Number,
just crushing it on the charts. DJ comes in. All right, folks, here you go. It's get out those knickers. It's time to dance the latest hit from 1948. It's Woody Woodpecker. Hey.
Yeah, that's when the lights go off and all the smoke gets blowing off the city. Wait for the drop.
Grandpapa, when did you fall in love with Grandma? Well, I'd just gotten back from the Great War, and we were over at a malt shop, and Woody Woodpecker came on, and I looked over at your grandma, and I said, honey, I'm going to take you home. And ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Let's do a real one. On this day in rock history, 1975, David Bowie's Fame was released. Great song.
Who cares about David Bowie? Man, I want to talk about Woody Woodpecker. That song was the...
Just question. Yeah, David Bowie's Fame has nothing on Woody Woodpecker.
It stemmed from Woody Woodpecker. That's what happened.
Oh, my God. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back. Brock.